The last couple of days we've been talking about Machlokas HaRishonim as to why the Baal HaKerem is responsible to repair the wall if the Mechitzas HaKerem falls down. We mentioned that there are three basic shitas. There are others, but there are three basic shitas over here. The shaila that we're addressing is that if we paskin that al hanizik lahachikas atzmo, so why is the Baal HaKerem responsible? But we say that he's the mazik, and maybe he's the ikar mazik, but why is he responsible if the nizik is the one who's responsible to be machik himself from the nizik? So Tosis comments that we know that even Rabbi Yossi, who holds al hanizik lahachikas atzmo, he's moda begiri dile. Rabbi Yossi is moda that if someone sends arrows, right, if someone does hezik b'shus chavero, so then he has to be marchek. He can't do such a thing. Alanizik lahachek esatzmo means that if he's in his own chotzer, zen otev besok shalom v'zeh chofer besok shalom, if everyone is in their own place, they're in their own rishus, so then we say that the nizik has to be marchek himself. He has to protect himself. But if the mazik sends the dovra mazik into the rishus hanizik, Rabbi Yossi would admit that of course he can't do that and he has to be marchek. It says Tosus, that's why over here the Baal HaKerem is responsible. Because what's the concern? Why is the Baal HaKerem more responsible than the Baal HaTvua? Because we're afraid that since Avodas HaKerem requires Dalet Amos, the Baal HaKerem, if the wall falls down and the Baal HaKerem doesn't repair the wall, obviously we're talking about a situation where the Tvua and the Kerem, the Tvua and the vines are so close together, there isn't Dalet Amos, that's why you need the Mechitza to begin with. So we're afraid that the Baal HaKerem will take his plow into the Stelov and into the Sada of the Tvua, and he's going to be Mazik, the Sada, Biadayim. Right? The concern is that he'll be Mazik, Biadayim. Oh, that's like a giri delay. Rabbi Yossi is Moda, Begiri delay. He's Moda that the only head there's for a person to be, Noteh Beso Shalom, and someone else is Kofer Beso Shalom. But if the person is actually doing Hezek Biadayim and Rishus of the other individual, obviously that's going to be awesome. So here, it's not that right now he's doing a hezek b'yadayim, but the concern is that the Baal HaKerem will take a machresha into the stei tfuah of the other individual, and he'll be mazik then. So that chashash is enough to say that he has to be marchik, and the responsibility to be marchik falls on him. That was Tosfos. The Ramban offered a different pshat, his own pshat, not the Acherim in the Ramban. We're not going to go back to that. But the Ramban said the issue over here is not mazik. Yes, ala nizik laharchikes atzmo. There's no chiv on the mazik to be marchik. Each one is in their own property. This one has a kerem in his property. The other one has an ilon or tevuah in his property. Right? He has tevuah in his property. So, you know, each nizik has to be marchik. Not the chiv of the mazik. Oh, zok the Ramban. But here, forget about the dinei hezik. There's an issa v'heter aloch, and that is, there's an issa kelayim. Since the Gefanim are the ones that create the Kelayim, there's more of a Yanika from the Gefanim, and the Gefanim travel, the roots of the vines travel more than the Tvua. So therefore, the Baal HaKerem is the responsible party. He's the one who has to be Marchik. And why does he have to be Marchik? He has to be Marchik to prevent the Chalos Isser. He doesn't have to be Marchik because of the Din Nezik. He has to be Marchik, Bezdin tells him, to be Marchik, because if not, then his Gefanim are going to cause an Isser. It takes two to tango. No, but the Gefanim are the ones that are going to cause the Issa more than the Tvua, because they're traveling. They're being yonic. They're causing an absorption. They're causing the nutrients to go further than the Tvua. And they're also moving. They're growing. They're growing towards the Tvua more than the Tvua is growing towards them. So the Chiv of the Baal HaKerem is not a Chiv Midin Nezek, rather it's a Chiv Midin Issa to prevent the Issa killing. Okay, these were the two extremes that we had. Tosfos felt that it was Midin Mazik, that he's going to bring the plow in. The Ramban says it's midin issa. Came Rashi, and he makes a combination. Rashi makes a hybrid out of both. He puts the issa together with the nezik. Rashi seems to say that the Baal HaKerem is responsible to be marchik because his gefanim are going to aser the tvua of the other individual. It's not that his gefanim are going to create an issa kilayim, but rather, shalo yesu gefanecha tvuas chavercha. It sounds like Rashi is talking about the nezek, but yet he says the nezek is because of kelayim. Omer lo leBaal HaKerem gedor atash leyesu gefanecha tfuas hasada mishum kelayim. Your gefanim shouldn't aser the tfuas hasada. It sounds like he has to be marcha because he's a mazik. How is he a mazik? Because he's going to bring the plow? No, because he's going to aser the other tfuah. Combination of sorts, right? He's invoking the Issek HaLayim, but the problem seems to be one of Nezek. So the question is, how do we evaluate that? Right? How do we evaluate that? Rashi is presumably assuming that this is Giri Delay, because if not, we should paskin that Ala Nezek L'Achik Es Atzmo. But what's the Giri Delay? If you tell me, like Tosis, that we're afraid he'll bring the plow in. Yeah, when he brings the plow in, it's Giri Delay. He's bringing his chitzim, he's bringing his arrows, he's bringing his Dover HaMazik, and he's Mazik B'Yadayim. I get that. But Rashi says the Hezek is that his Gefonim are going to Asa the Tvua Midin Kilayim. What's he doing? He's not doing anything. He's just not repairing the wall. Where's the Hezek B'Yadayim? Where's the Giri Delay according to Rashi? It's Dover Pella. If you tell me the problem is that your Gefonim are going to Aser. So Beis Din says, you have to build a wall because your Gefonim are creating this Iser. It's not that you're going to ruin the Tvua of the other. You're not Chayim Yidin Nezek. You're not Chanamim Yidin Nezek. He has a responsibility to be Marvik. But your Gefonim are going to create Iser. Mitzad Iser. You should put up the wall to prevent your Gefonim from creating an Iser. You're going to violate the Iser of Mekayim Kalayim Beker. Doesn't seem to be what Rashi is saying because he's focusing on the fact that the Gefanim are going to ask if someone else's tour. Just say that the Gefanim are going to create an Issek HaLayim. The fact that Rashi is worried about that it's going to ask if someone else's tour sounds like he's concerned about the Nezek because of the Kalayim. Not the Nezek because of the plow, the Nezek because of the Kalayim. The question is, where's the Giri Delay with Kalayim? He's not doing a Maisa. He's not doing a ma'isa. Where's the Giri Delay that we should say that Ala Mazik L'Hafek Es Atzmo and not Ala Nizik L'Hafek Es Atzmo? So to answer this question, we have to look at a Tosis. The Tosis Rid is really the key. He's the Mara D'Shmaitz. Right? He owns this sugya because he has a very important statement over here that I'd like to address with you and try to develop and try to understand. Never Kovitz, please look at the Kovitz. The Tosis Rid quotes the Ri. Kosev Rabbi Yitzchak Zatzukol Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh L'Vracha Masha Onu Mechayvim Balakerem Ligdo Yosem Yibalatfuah Misham Deho Issum B'Mach Mas Gefonim B'Mach Mas Zeron Shagefonim Yomkim L'Meirochav Yosem and Azeron. So he quotes the Ri, who starts off by saying, you know what, the Balakerem is Chayv because the Gefonim create the Issek HaLayim, right? So he's talking Issek HaLayim, right? Vafilu lamando amar ala nizik lachak es atzmo. Even lefi Rabbi Yossi who holds ala nizik lachak es atzmo. That's how we paskin. No, just one second. Where's he going? He's pivoting. He just said that the Baal HaKerem is chayev to be goda. He has to repair the wall because of the Issek HaLayim. So if all I had in the Tosfos Svir B'Shem Deri was that, I'd say, well, he's a Ramban man. Right? To prevent the Issek, he has to be man. But now the Tosfos Svir quotes from the Ri that he asked, well, but Ala Nizik L'Achik Es Atzmo, Ala Nizik L'Achik Es Atzmo, who's that's a Din Nezek, that's not a Din, it's not Issek HaLayim. This is the Rashi, right? You see, the Ri is focusing, is going in Rashi's direction, that the Gefanim caused the Issek HaLayim, but now there's this concern that the Hezek of Kelayim is going to demand that the Baal HaKerem should be Marfik. So he's making that Kugel that we were talking about, that hybrid. So let's see what he says. Filuman da Omar Ala Nizik L'Achik Es Atzmo, the kemo giri didei dami. It is giri didei. Oh, he's mamish saying what we wanted to say. We don't know what the svara is, but you see, when you read the Tosfos Ri, he presents the Ri, he's saying the pshat and Rashi that we thought was pretty mukhra from the Lashon of Rashi. So what's the answer? Why is it giri didei? Because shenifritz a maschil lahazik, not lehahezik. I think there's an error. They added an extra head. The kashenifritz a maschil lahazik shebechol shoa godel beisser ukemando oved biyadayim dami leman didayin etz lo dina degami. Puts a lot in here, but we have the background now. He says, "What's the pshat? Why is it called giri didei? Aye, but he's not doing a maisa." The answer is, it's keilu. It's the keilu oved maisa. Yeah, he didn't do a maisa biyadayim, but it's keilu oved maisa. It's as if he did a maisa. What kind of sleight of hand is that? What makes ke'ilu ovid ma'isa b'yadayim? If you hold of dina de garmi, what makes it? Because what? Anyone? Woody? Because the hezek is better. Let me read it again. The kemo giri didei dami the kishinif it's a mascha la hezek shebechol shoa gadol be'iser ukmanda ovid b'yadayim dami. What's he saying? What's the first word he says? What's the key lashon?
Cut off the
Iser. Sorry?
Cut off the Iser.
Godel be'isr. Okay, let's back up again. I'll read it more slowly. The kashenifetz a maschel lahazik shebechol shah godel be'isr who commando avid biyadayim dami. Kol shah godel be'isr is just a way of explaining why it's maschel lahazik now. Why is it maschel lahazik now? It's only going to be maschel later. No, it's maschel lahazik now because kol shah it's godel be'isr. Kol shah it's godel be'isr. The Gefanim are constantly being Godel. The Isser is not going to be Chal. Now, this is going to be Chal later. It has to be Moshe Masayim to be, for the Isser to be Chal. But Kol Shah Godel be Isser, the Isser is Maschel now. The growth is happening now. So the Hezek is starting now. Right? The Kishanir is a Maschel Lahazik. What does that mean, Maschel? That key word that there's a misprint, it's Lahazik. No, Maschel Lahazik. Why is it starting to be Mazik now? Because it's Kol Shah Godel Be'isser. So it's Kol Shah Godel Be'isser, the Hezek really is beginning immediately. So if that Hezek is beginning immediately, then that's Ke'ilu Avid Ma'isah Be'adayim. Azayz Ap Diri. The Eino Nirali, says the Tosfos here. I think he's dead wrong. The Eino Nirali Klal, Masha Amar. The Ein Zegirei, Shehanezek Me'elav Yavo, he says. The Tosus Rit says, I disagree with the Rit. The Rit wants to say that if the Hezek is Maschel Miyad, it's Ke'ilu Ovid Maisa B'Yadayim. And the Tosus Rit says, nothing doing. He's not doing a Maisa over here. The Hezek comes by itself. The Hezek comes by itself. Ela Taima de Milsahu, Kidakasis Madura Kama, Shem Rashay Adam Lismach has Gefonav O Ilanosav Adametzar. Etc. Just one moment. Hello. Time of the mill. Sahavi mishum avodas akem shal yachnes machrishasa b'stei chaver kedefish asasa. Says the Tosus Rid. Why is it kiri didei? Because the concern is he'll take the machresha in. Who said that? Tosfos. See, the Tosfos Rid is going like Tosfos. Tosfos Rid is one of the Bali Tosfos. But the Ri is like the Rashi. The Ri is giving us a beer in the Rashi. The Ri is saying that since the Hezek is Maschel Miyad, why is the Hezek Maschel Miyad? Because it's Kol Sha'ah Gadol Be'Isser. It's not like it starts to grow later. It starts to grow immediately. Right? It's constantly growing. It was growing even before the wall was taken down. But now the wall is taken down, there's a Tarovah. So since Kol Sha'ah Gadol Be'Isser, the Hezek is Maschel Miyad, if the Hezek is Maschel Miyad, it's up to Ri, it's command of it, Maisa B'Yadayim. That's called Giri Didei. And the Tosfos says, absolutely not. That's not Giri Didei. The Hezek happens by itself. That's not Giri Didei. The Giri Didei must be that we're afraid he'll take the plow in. That I hear is a Giri Didei. That's a Giri Didei because when he takes the plow in, then he's Mamash Masak Yadayim. But less than that, says the Tosfos, it's not called a Giri Didei. He's not going to be Chayev Lahartik. So he interprets differently. Why is the Balakam Chayev? Not because of the Hezek of Kilayim, but because of the Hezek that he'll take a Machresha into the state Tvua and he'll damage the state Tvua. Exactly the same way the Tosfos learns. Daniel.
Adasa read that here in Chayev, once it grows, it hasn't even hosted Masayim, nothing's Asr yet. But we're allowed to Mechayev someone, even though he hasn't committed anything Asr?
You're Mechayev someone because since it's Maschel Lahazik, it's Ke'ilu Ovid Maisa Bedah. You're doing a Maisa. You're doing a Maisa that defines you as a Mazik, basically. You're doing a Maisa that defines you as a Mazik.
You haven't created any Asr. You haven't created an Israel yet.
Not yet. No, but what we're trying to figure out is he called a mazik, then that will say Allah mazik laharcha gesatzma. If it's giri didei, then he's a mazik. Right, you know what? We're going to explain as we continue. Okay, I'm already jumping the gun. I'm saying too much already. So let's take it slow. Just get the Ri and the Tosfos Rid, and then we'll try to explain. No, Chamo, the Ri says the reason why it's giri didei is because since kol shah gadol be'isser, the hezek is starting immediately, and the Tosfos Rid says I don't care that it's Kol Shah Gadol Be'isser. The reality is, what did he do? Nothing. The wall fell down. He's not doing any Maisa. The Hezek comes by itself. So because the Hezek comes by itself, it's not Giri Didei. So the Giri Didei must be something else. It must be that we're afraid he's going to bring the plow into the Rishus, into the other person's Rishus. The question is, what is the Machlokas Dari and the Tosafot? What do they say? Obviously disagreeing about what is called Giri Didei. What do you have a question before we move on?
I don't know what to do with what Daniel was saying. Just didn't, because the Tati Ram Sachem say Dafni Nam Sachem in order to be Usr. So at that moment, it's not really Usr yet.
But it's Maschil. It's Kol Shah Gadol Be'isser, so the Hezek is. You can't have the Hezek at point, you know, in a couple of days, if you don't have this moment. So because it's called Shah, it's viewed as one continuum. If it's one continuum, then it's maschela hazik na. That's how the Ri is learning, because it's one continuum. Yes?
But if there's a wall now and you did the planting, then there would be no...
If you had a wall?
If there was a wall and then you did the planting, then there wouldn't be an action, there wouldn't be a hezek action, would it be?
The reason why there wouldn't be a hezek action is because you need a tarovis to create the issa.
Now
there's a Teravis. We discussed that. That's what we had on day one, right? What do you need for the Issa Kalayim Daraisa and the Rabbanan? Do you need Yanika and Teravis for the Daraisa? Right? Maybe you need both for the Rabbanan, for Hosef Masayim. We are talking about a Kalayim Rabbanan because we're talking about Hosef Masayim. No one's planting anything, right? So everyone says that you need a Teravis, even if you have a Yanika, even if the wall is not going, there's no Tsunna, there's no rock down below, right? But you still need a Tarovis to create the Isser, so once the wall falls down, you can have a Tarovis, and now if it's Hosef Masayim, with the Rabbanan, it'll be an Isser Kelayim.
I'm saying, right, we were talking about the action beforehand, now the original action the whole time was becoming part of the Isser. I'm saying, meaning while the wall was there, it wasn't. Now all of a sudden, it's retroactively, it's now more of a problem?
No, it's Mikan Lahaba. Meaning, once the wall falls down, now if it's Hosef Masayim, Mikan Lahaba, it'll create the Isser. What happened before does not matter because there was no Tarovis then, so no Issa can be created. If it can be Hosef, Masayim, 1,000, 3,000, 1,000,000, it doesn't matter. So you would say, but I don't see it, there's a Yanika. No, but there's no Tarovis. If there's no Tarovis, that breaks the Issa Kelayim. Now that the wall has fallen down, so there is a Tarovis. If there is a Tarovis, we can create an Issa Kelayim. If it's Hosef, Masayim, then the Issa Kelayim is going to be created. But Zokhtari, because it's Kol Shah Godel Be'Isser, the owl's working. Because it's Kol Shah Gadol Be'Isser, so these different computers, this is so complicated. So much technology in one room, it's like hard to believe. Okay. Because it's Kol Shah Gadol Be'Isser, that's why it's viewed as though the hezek is starting now. It's very complicated. You look at yourself, I look at myself, I see myself. No matter where I turn, I somehow I'm not. To keep my head screwed on straight. And very complicated. Yeah, okay? Yes. What's the problem? It's funny. Get this to work. You weren't even at the computer. It just worked by itself. It's dangerous, this computer.
But the owl wouldn't turn on.
But now apparently it did turn on. The owl is off because you took the plug out, but the computer seems to be working. Okay, Morty, you have a question? You raise your hands? Oh, I thought you were going to know. Okay, come. Let's stay focused. What's the Machlokas Ri and Tosfos Ri? What are they saying? To understand the Ri and the Tosfos Ri, we really have to take a step back. We have to understand Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Yossi says that Al Hanizik LaHachak Esach. What a Modna Zach. What a Modna Shita. We know the Mishnah in Baba Kama. For those who have learned, how many Talmidim have learned Baba Kama before? Oh, very good. So the Mishnah on the Beis of Baba Kama says what? Arba, Avos, Nezikin, Shor, and Bor, and Mav, and Heaven. There are different primary categories of Nezik. And what's the Yisod? The Mishnah says, Lo Hari Ashor, Kari Amav, Lari Amav, Kari Ashor. The Chumris of one are not like the Chumris of the other. They have special qualities. Each one has special qualities. But what's the Tzad HaShav HaShavayan? Shezarkon Lahazik U'Shmirason Olecha. They're all Darkon Lahazik, and you have a chi of shmir, you have a chi of to watch yourself or to watch the mammon that it shouldn't be mazik. There's a chi of shmira. A person has an obligation to watch his property. Not just himself. Obviously we have an obligation to make sure that we don't do a maisa hazik. But even my behema, even my eish, even my bor, I have to watch that as well. There's a chi of shmira, that's the ABCs of Bava Kama. So the question is, what's the hava minute to say ala nizik laharchik es atzma? There's a chi of shmira on the mazik. How can a mazik not be doing a proper shmira? Stach a peller. Rabbi Yossi is a peller. Baruch Ber in Siman Yud Gimel, he quotes Reb Chaim, who wanted to suggest the following: that avada a mazik biyadayim has to do a shmira. He's chayav laharchik. A mazik biyadayim b'rishus hanizik has to be marchik. No question about it. You can't go into someone else's rishus and do hezek. You can't allow your behemoth to go into someone else's rishus to do hezek. The chiddush of this whole sugya is that someone who's mishtamesh b'shalo, someone who's using his own property, who's in his own property, might not be viewed as a mazik bichlav. Rabbi Yossi says that if someone is chofer b'so shalo, v'zenoteh b'so shalo, each individual is called a mishtamesh. He's not called a mazik. That's the hagdor. That's the key definition here. Each individual is not called a mazik. He's called a mishtamesh. He's using his property. He's in his own property. So if he's in his own property, what's the problem? Why should he have to be machik? He's in his own property. He's using his own property. L'chora, there should be no chiyuv for him to be machik. Aye, but l'basof, in the end, his Elon is going to travel. Right? Let's say he's only machik 20 amos. Right? There's a chiyuv to be machik 25 amos. Rabbi Yossi says, no, he doesn't have to be machik. Right? So if he's only machik 20 amos, his Elon is gonna do damage, right? Is Elon is going to do damage. So Rabbi Yossi, what happens later is irrelevant. Kolu lo maisav. His action is over. His action was planting the tree, but you know that action is long gone. It's long gone, so there's no problem. Everything is fine. He's not viewed as a mazik. He's viewed as a mishtamesh. Aye, but in the end, what he did is going to affect someone else. That's long gone. Kolulo maisa. There is no mice over here. There's no maisa di day. If there's no maisa di day, he can't be called a mazik. So he's not going to be chayiv. Oh, but there's one exception. Rabbi Yossi says that b'giri di day, he's motivated that the mazik has to be machik. Why? Why by giri di day? What is giri di day? So pashup shad is giri di day is when you shoot arrows. Aye, but you're going from your own rishus. The answer is no. If you're shooting arrows into someone else's rishus, you're not defined as a mishtamish b'sol shalo. That's mazik b'shal chaveiro. Rabbi Yossi admits that if you're zorek chitzim l'rishus chaveiro, that's called a mazik. You're not called a mishtamish. If I'm planting a tree, I'm a mazik. I'm being mishtamish. I'm using my own property. Eventually, something might happen, but I'm not responsible for that. That's your responsibility. It's your headache. I'm not a mazik, I'm a mishtamish, but if I'm zorek chitzim l'toshel chavero, obviously I'm defined as a mazik, so if I'm defined as a mazik, then everyone would say that you have to be marfik. It's your responsibility to be marfik. Why is it your responsibility to be marfik? Because if I'm zorek chitzim l'toshel chavero, I am doing a maisa hezek b'soshel chaveri. By the tree, I'm just planting the tree here. Zen notebish b'soshelo. I'm not mazik, I'm just notebish socially. I'm mishtamish, I'm not being mazik. But if I'm Zorik Chitzim L'Tol Shal Chavero, then I'm Mazik B'Shal Chavero. If I'm Mazik B'Shal Chavero, then I think I have to be Marchik. Then I have to be Marchik. What comes out is that it's not really Rabbi Yossi saying Ala Nizik L'Harchik Esatzmo because the Mazik is not responsible to be Marchik. A Mazik is always responsible to be Marchik, he says. He admits to that. Rabbi Yossi says that there is no Mazik over here. There's no Shem Mazik. There's no shame mazik because he's not doing a hezek biyadayim. His maisa is over by the time the hezek occurs. So there's only one party. There is no mazik. There is a nizik, but there's no mazik. So that's why the nizik has to be marchik. But by giri didei, there is a mazik. He's sending his chitzen into the other rishus. If there is a mazik, so then avada, the mazik has to be marchik. Dabar poshut. So the case of Giri Didei, the simple case of Giri Didei, where he is defined as a mazik, then of course he has to be mazik, that's where he shoots the arrow. But you see from the Mishnayos and from the Rishonim that's a very extreme case. It could be that we can expand the concept of Giri Didei, even the cases where it's not so obvious that I'm doing a Maisa Hezek B'Shus Kadim. What am I referring to? So Tosus and Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. That's a very important line. You know, Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim are quoted in the Mishnah of Chafei Amidbeis, planting the tree next to the bar, etc. But there are many other cases earlier in the parak, right? Putting, being chofer a bar, having a nevreches kovsim next to bar shachadero, putting a tanor in the bayis. Right? We talked about a lot of these cases, different situations of. Putting a dover hamazik lo yachbar adam bor samach lavar shachaverav lo shiav lo ma'arav lo hamasamayv lo nevechas kovsim. The first mishnah in the second parak, right? If you're not marchik shlosh etzvachim, then we're afraid it'll be mazik. Right? So who's this mishnah going? Like Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim? Does everyone agree to this? Or maybe this is just the Chachamim? Rabbi Yossi would say alanis b'achna kasaskim. So that's what Tosus comments. Tosus on Chav Beis Amid Beis says. Pirish Rabbeinu Chanan Medika Amar Hocha Tfei Leimad Lok Rav Yossi. In the Mishnah over there on Chav Beis and Mebeis, Mechikin Es Hasulim and Hashovef Dal Ramas Deishol Tikvot Sanamiya. The Gemara says Leimad Masnis and the Lok Rav Yossi. The Tosa says, why does the Mishnah pick over here? Why does he say over here that it's against Rav Yossi? Why not say that about other Mishnayos too? It sounds like Rabbi Yossi agrees with all of the other Mishnayos that you're not allowed to be chol for boro samach lebar shachaver, boro hamasamayim, etc. You're not allowed to be mamed the tanur in the bias unless you marchik the dalid tfachim or dalid ames, whatever the shear is. Right? The Mishnah daf yitesam ibez. Dalit Amos, you have to be Marchik. Rabbi Yossi would admit to that. Why? Because it's Giri Didei. What's the Giri Didei? The Tosu says, Vavikulu Giri Didei, Demeahi Shaita Mishtakcha Hezeka. Rabbi Yossi will say that you have to be Marchik in all of those situations because Meahi Shaita Mishtakcha Hezeka. What's he saying? Sounds like the Lashon of the Ri in the Tosfos. The Ri is one of the Bali Tosfos, right? It makes sense, right? That the Hezek is Maschil. The Hezek is beginning from the moment that you put the Dover HaMazik there, the moment that you use the Tanner, the moment that you dig the bor. So you can't say Al HaNizik L'Archek HaSatzmo there because the Hezek is beginning at that point in time, because it's Maschil HaHazik. That's called Giri Didei. Now, how is that called Giri Didei? It sounds like what the Ri is saying. Commander of it be Adayim. Of course, if you shot arrows into the other property, then that would be defined, then the person would be defined as a Mazik be Adayim. But here he's not shooting arrows. But at the same time, he's not just Mishtamish Bishalo. He's not Mishtamish Bishalo because the Hezek apparently is Maschil Miyad. By the Natias Ilan and the Mishnah Daf Chavhema Beis, Rabbi Yossi says there Alan is a Glachek Asasma. Why? Because you plant the tree. When does it happen that the tree is going to be Mazik? Years later. I mean, if you're Marchik 20 Amos, right? So the Mishnah says the Chacham, well, that's not enough. It has to be 25 Amos. 20 Amos? The tree is not going to be Mazik until years later. It takes a long time for the roots to travel 20 Amos. So that's not called Maschil HaHezek Miyad. Is there any damage now? There is no damage now. No. But if you put a tanner in someone in your house and the ushan of the tanner now is hitting the floor of the upper story, the hezek is starting now. You're weakening the wall. You're creating a smell, whatever. You're creating the smoke. It's starting now. So because the hezek is starting now, that's Commander Ovid B'Adayim Dami. It's not there yet, but the hezek is actually starting. By the Elon, you can say the Hezek is not even starting now. It's too far removed to view the Hezek as though it's starting now. But if the Hezek is starting now, you know it hasn't come to its full koach lahazek. But because the Hezek is starting now, it's commander of it biadaim now. It's as if you did the whole Hezek biadaim right now, because we attribute it back to the first moment that the Hezek actually began. That's how Tosu seems to be learning, and that seems to be the way the Ri is learning as well. That as long as the Hezek is Maschil Miyad, even if you don't do a Maisa Biyadayim, we still attribute the Hezek to you, and it's Commander Ovid Maisa Biyadayim. It's Commander Ovid Maisa Biyadayim. This is really what many of the Rishonim seem to say. The Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shechinim talks about a lot of the cases in the second perek, the different harchokas of Mishram and Ayarek and others. The Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Hey, he has a hagdori, he has a definition. I'm not going to read the whole Rambam inside, but you know he has many cases where you have to be marchik, and the Rambam says that you don't have to be marchik. He says, "Kol elu chiyotze b'hanitzar l'achik b'chtei shlo yazik v'yal anizik l'achik esatzmo." Rama paskins al anizik l'achik esatzmo. Sheze besoch shalohu ose v'hanizik bol achavero me'elav. Hanizik bol achavero me'elav. Sheze besoch shalohu ose. The Rambam says, "Zechofa besoch shalohu, zenotei besoch shalohu." If you're doing If you're minding your own business and your own property, even though some nezek comes, that's bomei elav. It comes by itself, so that's the responsibility of the nezek. Medvar Mamurim says the Rambam Shel Marchin Kishoya Nezek Bamei Elav Achashi Yipsuku Ma'isav Shel Mazik. Only if the nezek comes by itself after the ma'isa, after the actions of the mazik are over. Avlam Hoyu Ma'isav Shel Zeh Shaosu B'Shusu Mazikin Eschadero B'Shas Asiyoso Harezek Hemisha Mazik B'Yodom. But if the nezek is being damaged at the moment that the mazik is doing a ma'isa, so then that's like being mazik v'adayim. What's that called in the Gemara's parlance? What two words? What's that called? Giri didai. That's giri didai. Right? Halamazet dome says the round. L'mishal me'b'shuso v'yorachitza l'chatzach ha'ver'avam me'b'shus yaniyosa shemonim osa. It's like someone who shoots arrows. He shoots arrows from his property. It goes into someone else's field, and it does damage. He says, oh, what am I doing? I'm in my own property. I'm minding my own business. You're not minding your own business. You're sending an arrow. You're causing a hezek immediately. Not even, it's a split second, but it's like an extension of your yad. So since the hezek is caused immediately, not la'achar zman, hezek is caused immediately, then we force him to be marchik. Says the Rambam, v'chein kol harchoko so asuros l'mala b'inyin zeh. Lo hirchiko, harezek mishe hizek b'chitzam. Lefikav tzor sheyarchek mishra min hayerek ukreshe min habetzolim v'chaydo min hadvorim shlo shetfochim o yesem ha'akere shlo yiyah hezek b'yadayim. Avala harchek at shlo yovo hanezek me'elav einsav. Says the Rambam, if somebody asks you, according to the Rambam, do you have to be marchek mishra from the yerek? What's the din? What's the answer? Yes or no?
Wrong.
Neither. Right? It depends. It depends, right? It depends if you're marchik at least three tefachim or not. If you're marchik three tefachim, you're okay. But if you're not marchik three tefachim, then it's a problem. I don't understand. The Rambam says that ala nizik l'harchik esas. So what's the Rambam talking about over here? The answer is that depending on how close you put the mishra to the yerek will determine whether we view this as a ma'isa hezek b'yadayim. If it's far from the Yerek, so it turns out that the Hezek that the Yerek gets, that's La'achar Zman. That's like Bo Me'elav. We view it as though it's happening by itself. The Maisa of the Mazik is over. And then the Hezek happens later. But if you put the Mishra within three Tzvachim of the Yerek, so it's going to immediately start to seep. It's going to damage the Yerek. We view it as though the Hezek is happening immediately. If the hezek is maschil miyad, commander of the ma'isa b'yadayim, it's like giri didei. So the same situation, right? There's a harchok. The shaila is, do you have to be marchik or not? Well, it all depends. Do we view it as though the hezek is being maschil miyad, or do we not view it as though the hezek is maschil miyad? The Rambam says, if we view it as though the hezek is maschil miyad, then you have to be marchik, because we view it as though it's ovid ma'isa b'yadayim. And that's what the Yad Ramah writes as well. The Yad Ramah, in Oz Kuf Hei, Yad Rama, here's the Yad Rama. There's a strange Oz here. It's on Daf Chav Hei on the base. They have a base, but they're a small. Big numbers and small numbers, and somehow it just jumps around. Oh, Kufay. Rabbi Yossi says, "Ala nizik l'arche gesas mazoki ad ramam." But by Giri today is moda. Why? The chahai gavna ala mazik l'arche gesas was the commander of it ma'isa b'rishus the chavrei dami. So it is that whenever it's a giri didei, we view it as though you're doing a maisa in the rishus of the other guy, in the rishus of the other person. What's that case? He says, "Kigon da ozel azeka mishasa nachoso o meidon maisa da ovid haimazik bereshusay veozel azeka below ikuva ademoti gabi hadover hanizik umazik." Mamish this definition that if it's the hezek starts in the moment that you do your ma'aseh, b'shuscha, and it goes to the b'shus of the other guy, that's giri didei. Commander of it, ma'aseh b'yadayim. Why? Because it started at the moment that you were doing your action. So we attribute the hezek to your action. We attribute it back to your action. So if it's attributed back to your action, that's called giri didei. And even Rabbi Yossi would say that that ala mazik lahafik. Ala mazik lahafik in such a case. This could be what Rashi holds as well. Rashi holds, like the Ri, Rashi assumes that the Baal HaKerem is responsible for the Issa Kelayim, because it's his Gefanim that are causing the Hezek, because they're going to be Mishtarish, the roots are going to travel, and the Yanika from the Gefanim is what's going to do the damage. So therefore, the Hezek is Maschal Miyad. And if the Hezek is Maschal Miyad, Commander Ovid Maisiv Yadam, it's viewed as a Giri Didei, and if it's viewed as a Giri Didei, then of course, he's going to be Chayav L'Harcha, because he's now defined as a Mazik. He can't be defined as a Mishtamish B'Shalo if the Hezek is starting at the moment that he's doing the Maisa, even though it's Pershus Atzmo, but the Hezek is happening immediately. He did a Maisa, and the Hezek is happening B'Shuso, right? The Hezek is starting B'Shuso immediately, so then Commander Ovid Maisa B'Yadayim, he's certainly going to have to be Marchik because he's viewed as a Mazik. The Tosas didn't learn like Rashi, and the Tosas Rid didn't learn like Rashi. Why didn't the Tosas Rid learn like Rashi and the Rid? We'll get to it in a moment.
So how could that Kripshan Rashi, you're not actually doing anything.
The Baal HaKerem
is saying they're passive proof, and
it's
the Kelayim is happening. And so it's not.
That's the answer. The Tosas Rid says, what's the Tosas' response? The Rashi is right. The Rid is right, right? The Ri holds like this, and the Rambam and the Yad Rambam, and everyone seems to say that if the Hezek is Maschal Miyad, so then Commander Ovid Maisa V'Yadayim, it's like your Maisa. So what's the Tosas Rid saying? Tosas Rid says a very simple word. He says, I don't know, don't get fancy with me. I'm simple. What's his Lashon? Let's see the Lashon inside. Beautiful. Very simple. Tosas Rid says, V'eino Nira Li. I think you're mistaken, sir. I think you're wrong. I think you're mistaken. Eino nearly klal mashomer the ein zegiri shehanezek me'elov yavo. The nezek happens by itself. So what is he really saying? What, he's arguing with the whole din of giri. The only case of giri didei according to the Tosas Rid is if he's throwing arrows. That extreme case where the Tosas Rid really said it's the only case of giri didei. So I'm not so sure. I think maybe the Tosas Rid is arguing in our case, because in our case, was there ever a Maisa Hezek done over here? Was there ever any Maisa on the part of the Baal HaKerem? Not really. I mean, he did plant his Kerem, but he planted his Kerem Beheter. He did the Maisa Beheter. No one would say that it's Maschela Hezek from that moment in time. There was a fence. Here, there was no Maisa. In every other case that we're talking about in the second parak, you're doing something. You're digging a bor, some of the bor shel chaver. You put an amas hamayim in there. You put your tanner in. You're doing something. Putting the sulam next to the shoyvach. You're doing a maisis. The question is, how close are you? You know, should we view it as though it's maisa hezek b'yadayim or not? That's the shayla. If the hezek is maschal miyad, so maybe we could say you're close enough that we say it's a hezek b'yadayim and it's going to be a problem. You have to be married. Dr. Tosas Rid, forget about those cases. That has nothing to do with our sugya. Asug is a situation where the Baal HaKerem is doing garnished. That's the problem. He's not doing enough, right? It's an error of commission, right? It's an error of omission, not an error of commission, right? He's not doing, he's not committing, he's committing an avera by doing nothing, right? But his error, his avera is that he's not rebuilding the fence, says the Tosas Rid. What giri didei is that? There's no maisa to attribute the hezek to call it a maisa hezek. That's not giri didei. I can call other harchakas a giri didei. If the hezek starts immediately and you know, temporally, chronologically, it's happening very soon after the maisa that I did, so maybe you could say that it's viewed as my maisa hezek. But here I didn't do a maisa bechlal. It's just the fence fell down. I'm not rebuilding the fence. How can that be called a maisa hezek to be mechayev me to be marchek midin mazik? The Hezek of Kelayim can't be Mechayev me to be Marachik. That's not called the Giri Didei because I didn't do a Maisa over here. So what is the Giri Didei according to the Tosas Rid? Only what? The concern that he'll take a Machresha in later. That's Taka a Giri Didei. That's a Giri Didei because that would be a Maisa B'Yadayim. That's what the Tosas Rid says. That's the only reason why there's a Giri Didei, and it's a responsibility of the Baal HaKerem to be Marachik. The Ri apparently disagrees. The Ri says that you are responsible for your mama. The Geffen is your mama. The Geffen is your mama. And the moment that the fence falls down, your geffen is starting its growth. Your geffen is starting its growth. It is true. It is true that normally we need a maisa hezek to be mechayev you, but if your mamon is doing a maisa, if your mamon is starting immediately to cause a hezek, the Ri apparently says that's also called maisa didei. That's called, you are called a mazik if you don't rebuild the fence. It's a big chiddush. It's a much bigger chiddush than we thought. We thought that the Ri just falls into line with the Yad Ramah and the Rambam. It's not so simple anymore because the Tosas Ri really is sitting pretty. Tosas Ri is saying, but the Nezik just happens by itself. You're not doing a maisa. So what's the mechayev? The Ri apparently holds that there is a mechayev over here. As long as your mamon is doing hezek, is it really any different than a shor hamazik? By the shor, I'm not doing a maisa either, but I'm poshea in my shmira. So here I'm poshea in the shmira of my geffen. If I'm poshea in the shmira of my geffen, then I'm responsible as long as the maisa hezek begins immediately. The maisa hezek begins immediately. If we attribute that pshia to me, so even if the hezek occurs later on, but we attribute the pshia and the shmira as my hezek. Right? Just like if my mamon is mazik, if I'm poshea my shmira now, even though the hezek occurs much later on, I can be chayiv for that. So here too, I can be chayiv for the hezek that's going to occur later. Yes?
I don't know if it would be any different, but if you say there are machlokes about once the wall falls, what's the status now of the chayiv of the balakaris? Does it go back to the original status, and where now there's a full din machlokes and zikin, like Rashi and Gabriel might be saying, and that's why it could even be here delay, not just regarding the machresha, but even from the hezek perspective, but as opposed to the Tosfos Sirah just saying, no, it's not the same status as it originally was in the beginning, now the wall fell, since you know all he's doing was already good, so it would only be one way to look at it, this is as much as a machresha.
The yesod is that you have a chiyuv to be marchik if you're a mazik. So the question is, are you called a mazik now? Is the Bala Karim called a mazik? The chiddush of the Ri is that since the hezek is starting immediately, the gefanim are causing some hezek immediately, the Baal Kerem is viewed as a mazik, or he's viewed as a showman for the mazik. So he's going to be held responsible for the hezek that occurs later. We attribute the hezek later to him. It's like a hezek biadayim. His mamon did hezek biadayim, and he's responsible for that. So as a result of that, since he's a mazik, he has to be marchik now to prevent that hezek from occurring. I think you could just explain that the question is, the Ri and the Tosfos Ri are disagreeing as to whether we can really call this a Maisa Hezek. Are you going to say that it's commander of a Maisa Biadayim, but there is no Maisa occurring? It's all B'Shevi Al-Tasim. The Ri says, no, you're responsible for your mammon in the same way that you're responsible for your own Maisa. And if your mammon is starting to be Mazik immediately, then you'll be responsible for that as well. Boy.
I was going to mention, could it be that the Ri and Tosfos are arguing whether or not Shevi Al-Tasim applies to Sekilai? That could be the Makhlokah between the two.
But even if it applies to the Isser, but how can I be responsible to the Marchik if I'm not called a Mazik? Meaning, I might be creating an Isser, but that's Beini Levein Koni, right? That's a Bein Adam Lamokum type of halacha. Parchokas Nezokin is that you're responsible for the other guy. That means if I'm a Mazik, then I'm responsible to be Marchik. But if I'm not a Mazik, so then why, right? We can't call it Giri Didei. He's invoking the idea of Giri Didei, and that's why a person has to be Marchik. Right? Isn't he assuming that it's a Giri Didei? So we have to figure out how he's called a Mazik. Yes,
Frank. Is it just like Nisya'i Shemena? Isn't it kind of like it's Nechale and then you could consider a Mazik?
No, Nisya'i Shemena is... that's a Mechayev in Tashlumin. Meaning, if it's Nisya'i Shemena, so now he's viewed as not building up the wall. Until he's Nisya'ish, we don't care that he hasn't built up the wall now. He still has the opportunity to build up the wall later. If he's Nisya'i Shemena, so then we say that his Shem Mazik has been Chal, and he's going to be responsible. He can't have a Shem Mazik until he decides that he's not going to build up the wall. So if he's Nisya'i Shemena, so then he's called a Mazik, and he'll be responsible to build it up. This presumably is the Machlokas, the Tosfos Ri, and the Ri. It almost seems like the Tosfos Ri is the more Mistab B'Shita. The Ri is a Chiddush. It's not so surprising. Rashi really is a chiddush. That Rashi is invoking the Issachalayim to say that he's a mazik, and that's why he has a chiyuv to be marchik. How does that work? Somehow he's assuming that it's commander of it ma'isa biyadayim. But as Tuvia points out, as the Tosfos Ri pointed out earlier, There is no maisa occurring over here, so how can he be called a mazik if he's not doing any maisa? It must be that he's responsible for his mamun. As long as the mamun is starting to be mazik miyad, so he's responsible for that, and that's why he has a chiyuv to be married. Why didn't Rashi just learn like Tosfos? Why didn't he learn like Tosfos? Why does the Ri, why do the Ri and the Rashi have to stand on their heads and say, oh, it's come on to other maisa miyadayim, it's a giri d'day? It's part of the Chora Tosfos Pasha, right? Isn't it a giri d'day? Because we're afraid he'll take a machresha into the stei chavera and he'll plow later. Well, why does Rashi need his old fancy pshat? I mean, it gets us to learn up the whole sugya. We have a nice shtickel Torah to try to explain Rashi, but couldn't he have just learned like Tosfos? Yes?
The question of the advice says, how is it kiddush? It implies it's klayim, not about.
No, but the chi of harchoka could be because of the isa mazik, right? You will be mazik. That's why you have to be marchik. Isn't the baraisa just saying if you were not marchik and you were nisyan shemena, so then the isa klam is going to be chal and you take a chay b'tashlum? But it's both elements, right? The first is that omer lo gedor, we tell him to be marchik. Why should we tell him to be marchik? So Rashi seems to learn well because he's causing hezek through kelai. We said that's not so posh. He's not doing a maisa. Why? Tosfos said he is doing a maisa. We're afraid he'll bring the plow into stei chavero. That's a good pshat. Why didn't Rashi learn that pshat? The answer might be, when is that happening? It's happening later. It's just a chashash he'll bring a machresha in. It's a chashash ba'alma. Is he doing the hezek b'yadayim now? No. Do we know he's going to do it later? Not necessarily. Maybe he won't. The simple answer is that Rashi just felt like, I can't be mechayev him to be marchik because of a chashash that he might do a hezek later? Hey, come on, see the other. If he's a mazik now, so he has a chiyuv harchoka now for the hezek that he's doing now. But for a hezek that he might do later, he has to be marchik now? Mehechatesi. Why should I assume that he has a chiyuv harchoka based on what might happen later? Maybe it won't happen later. Why does he have to be marchik? He has to build the wall. Right? Why is it his responsibility to build the wall? Maybe he'll watch himself. He won't bring a machresha in. Tosfos is a chiddush also. It's a better giri d'day, but the giri d'day is ala safek. We don't know what's going to happen. It's only a chashash in the future. Maybe what bothered Rashi with Tosfos is because Rashi says, what do you care about the chashashes in the future? Let's talk about the here and now. This is one reason why perhaps Rashi didn't want to learn like Tosfos. Yes.
Aren't you
going to
have
but I have another reason as well. Yes.
Are you going to have to
buy
a field when you have a camera? Are you going to have to work it though? Is that inevitable the second you get your field back?
Yeah, but if he doesn't want to build the wall, so he'll take down part of the carrot. He won't go into the... I mean, he's not allowed to put the machresha into Rishas Chaver. So either he'll cut down that tree, he won't work the tree, whatever, he'll leave it out. You know, if the wall costs too much money, then he will not rebuild the wall, but he'll work his carrot in a way that he's not going to damage someone else. That's his responsibility. But who says he won't do that? Maybe he'll have to be careful. That's one answer that you can give as to why Rashi didn't want to learn like Tosfos. But there's another reason, perhaps, and that is the Taka relates to what Ephraim just said. I don't even remember to what someone just said. That what does the Braisa continue to say? That if he's not go there, Yaakov just said, if he's not go there, and it's Yai Shemena, there is a Kiddush and it's Chayav Bachrais, it's Chayav B'Tashlum. What's he Chayav B'Tashlum for? For the Hezek of the Machresha? He's chayav b'tashlum for what? He's chayav b'tashlum for the hezek of the kelayim, right? Right. The chiyav. What's the chiyav harchaka for? The chiyav harchaka could be that he'll take a machresha into stei chaver. That could be the chiyav harchaka. Maybe the chiyav harchaka is not for the kelayim because he didn't do a maisa. But what's he chayev b'tashlum for? Not for taking a machresha. Let's say he didn't take the machresha. He's chayev for the hezek of kelayim. No one debates that. Everyone says the chayev tashlum is for the hezek of kelayim. So just one second. Tosfos says that he has a chayev archaka because it's giri d'day. Why? Because he might take a machresha into Rishos Chaver. And let's say he doesn't build the fence, then he's going to be chayev b'tashlum because of the hezek of kelayim. How did one lead to the other? Because of a potential hezek b'yadayim with the machresha, because he didn't do what he was supposed to do, he's called a mazik because he might take a machresha into the Rishus Chaver, because he didn't do what he's supposed to do, so now he's responsible for the hezek of kelayim? What does one have to do with the other? You're mixing apples and oranges, right? Well, we're not focusing on the hezek of kelayim. I thought his chiyuv archaka is not for the hezek of kelayim. His chiyuv archaka is for the hezek of for the hezek of the machresha that he's going to take him to the rishus. So it could be that's what was bothering Rashi. Rashi says you can't learn the brisa the way you learn. If the problem, if the chiyuv archaka is not the hezek of kelayim, so why is he chayav b'achrayis if he doesn't build the wall? One doesn't lead to the other. The potential for the hezek of the machresha can't lead to a chiyuv tashlumin with a hezek with a hezek of kelayim, because the two have nothing to do with each other. One, this is one type of hezek; that's the other type of hezek. So Rashi said, obviously, the chiyuv archaka must be because of the hezek of kelayim. Now the brisa flows. The chiyuv archaka is because of the hezek of kelayim, and if he's not marchik, he has to pay because he was mazik a hezek of kelayim. Everything flows beautifully, but according to Tosfos, the brisa is disjointed. Right? The hezek of the machresha, potential hezek of the machresha, that's machayev and marchaka. And if he doesn't rebuild the wall, he's chayev the hezek of kelayim. What does one have to do with the other? So Rashi seems to have a svara. It's not just because it's only a chashash, so why care? Rashi says, according to you, Tosas, the brisa doesn't read properly. Because what's the connection between the chiyuv harchaka and the chiyuv tashlumin if you're not marchik? One is talking about the hezek of the machresha, the other is talking about the hezek of kelayim. How's Tosfos is going to respond to this point? Isn't it disjointed? The answer is it might be disjointed, but it still makes sense. Because Tosfos holds that when a person has a responsibility, midin mazik, there's some responsibility midin mazik, and he doesn't fulfill that responsibility, if a hezek occurs as a result of the fact that he didn't fulfill his responsibility midine mazik, then he's chayev l'shalem, even if the actual hezek that occurred is not the hezek that forced him to be marchik in the first place. That's what Tosfos says. It is true that the hezek of the machresh and the hezek of the kelayim are different, but the reality is, midin mazik, he's chayav to be marchik, he's chayav to be marchik midin mazik, even though ultimately the hezek that occurred was not that he took the machresh in, but rather that there was an issa kelayim created, he's chayav midin mazik. This is a yesod. This is a yesod that the Yad Ramah made famous. The Yad Ramah in Os Yud Ches, right here. The Yad Ramah writes, "Ushma mino demanda have a mechayev lemigdar beino uvein chavero v'lo gada." Let's say someone had a chiyuv to put up a gedar between himself and his friend v'lo gada. V'asu ganvi v'gonvu lo midi derech hageder chayev l'shlomelei. Let's say he was supposed to put up a fence. Supposed to put up a fence. Let's say the fence fell down, right? And this individual builds fences. He says, you know what, I can do it cheap. I'll take care of it. You know, I could have to split it. No, it doesn't matter. They'll figure out. The other individual will pay him back in some other way. So it's his responsibility to put up the fence. And he was negligent. He was delinquent. He didn't put up the fence. And the ganav will come. He's chayav l'shalem. Says the Ramah, v'chein kol man degorim la'afsudim mamona b'chaber ki agavna ve'avagav lokaav v'maisa v'hu demasu b'neikar. The Ramah says, from this case of Kelayim, you see that if you're responsible to build a fence, you don't build a fence. Even though the hezek didn't come, the hezek that forces you to build a fence is not the hezek that happened. What's the case over here? Mechitzas Akar, we're talking about Kelayim, right? You did not build the fence, right? You were supposed to put up the fence. You made a deal with the other guy, you're going to take care of the fence. And you didn't put up the fence. Or let's say Balakarim. Balakarim is responsible to put up the fence, right? And he doesn't put up the fence. And what happens? Ganovim come in. He's chayev to pay for the Ganovim. His chiyuv archaka is because of Kelayim. What does it have to do with the Ganovim? Zoch d'Rama, no, that's exactly the point. If you have a chiyuv archaka midin mazik, and you were negligent in your chiyuv archaka, then you're chayev for any nezek that occurs as a result of your negligence. This is quoted by the Tur that a person who's negligent in his chiyuv archaka is chayav for any nezek that occurs. The Tur says in packet 5, he quotes the Ramah verbatim, And he says, the Rosh says, what's the Rama talking about? The rule is, let's say I'm poritz geder b'fnei behemas chaveri. I break open the bone. I have to pay for the bone, but let's say the animal runs out. I don't pay for the animal. I'm chayev b'dinei shemayim, but b'dinei adam I'm not going to be chayev. So I don't understand. I caused the hezek. I broke down the fence. I caused the hezek. Now my hezek caused another hezek. I broke down the fence. Now I have to pay for the fence. But that caused another hezek with the behema. And you see, parets gathered between behemas chaver. It was potter. So why should I be chayev over here for a secondary hezek that occurs as a result of my mice? So all the mefarshim explain, it's no raya. It's no raya because parets gathered between behemas chaver. We're talking about a situation where we don't know that the animal is going to come out. It's not bari hezeka. It's not a sure thing that's going to happen. And it's not happening immediately. So there you're going to be potter. But let's say I do a maisa hezek. And through my maisa hezek, the second maisa hezek is going to occur. It's bari hezeka and it's miyad. It starts immediately. So then I'll be chayav for that second hezek too. Why not? I should be chayav for the second hezek too, says the Rambam. This could be what Tosis is going to respond to Rashi. Rashi says, Tosis, how can you learn like your pshat? How can you learn that the archoka is due to the fact that you might take a machresha out and you'll be mazik b'yadayim? That's giri day. But then the chiyuv tashlumin has nothing to do with that. The chiyuv tashlumin is for the hezek of kelayim. It's not the hezek of the machresha. But Tosis would say, it doesn't matter that it's a different type of hezek. There's a yesod over here that if I'm defined as a mazik, once we call it Giri Didei, I'm now defined as a mazik, and I have a chi of harchaka to prevent that mazik, if I'm delinquent in my responsibility and I'm not marchik, then I'm going to be responsible for any collateral damage, so to speak, for any other type of nezik that occurs. So even if the nezik that's mechayev me to be marchik is not the nezik of kelai, it's a different type of nezik. But if I don't do what I'm responsible to do, then I'm going to be chayev for that other nezek as well. We see from this whole discussion that there's so much more beneath the surface. The Braisa just says, Pasha, that the Baal HaKerem is the one who has to build up the Mechitza. But there's so much here. First of all, why is he Chayev? Why is he more Chayev than the Baal HaTfuah? Secondly, why is he Chayev if he's just Mishtamish B'Shalom? What's the reason he's Chayev? It must be a Giri Didei. What is the Giri Didei? And then the third point that we spent a lot of time on today is all the different shitas of why it's Giri Didei. Why didn't they learn like each other? Why didn't they learn like each other? We saw Machlokas Dari and Atosis Rid. Whether if the Hezek is starting immediately, do we define it automatically as Giri Didei or not? Maybe over here it's different because he's not doing a Maisa right now. His Maisa Natil was long gone. So maybe it's different. And then there's this other issue as to why Rashi didn't learn like Tosis and what Tosis is going to respond to Rashi. What was deficient about Tosis, Pshat, and Giri Didei? And how can Tosis respond to Rashi that even though there are two different types of Nezek, the Chiyav Archaka might be for one type of Nezek, and the Chiyav Tashlumin is for a different Nezek, but the reality is it could be once I have the Shem Mazik, and I didn't do what was my responsibility to do, so then I can be Chayav for any Nezek that occurs as a result of my lack of action.